This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, Atlas Obscura, a guide to the unusual wonders of the world. First up, traditional Christmas gifts are still in demand, but more people these days are giving and hoping to get tech gifts. Smart tablets and phones are still popular, along with quality wireless headphones and speakers. And who couldn't use a Bluetooth toothbrush or a Wi-Fi-enabled coffee maker? And joining us for a look at the high-tech products with the biggest wow factor this season and to suggest some truly useful items for those on your gift list this year, our supervisor of technology with St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Phil Horney, and software architect and developer Dave Hatter. What's your favorite tech gift? You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Phil and Dave, good to see both of you this afternoon.
Thanks. Yeah, it's nice to be back.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
So let's start with the ultimate, the top of the list. What are the coolest things that you think are out there this year, Dave?
Well, there's a lot of cool stuff, and I guess it really depends on whether you're going for the wow factor or the more practical factor. For example, now, I'm pretty dorky, Mark. You know that.
Yeah.
I think this is cool. Okay, Phil was laughing at me earlier. Believe it or not, someone has come up with a coat that can hold, like, all of your stuff in it. So, like, notebooks, tablets, phones, etc. Now, the reason why
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Now, see, why I think it's cool is, you know, back in my consulting days, I was always lugging all this stuff around. I'd love to have no bags or anything. I need a coat. I jam everything in it. I'm off. It's called the Scott eVest off-the-grid jacket. It's $215. I think it's cool, but, you know, stylistically and so forth, I'm not sure you're going to see models in Paris sporting this thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it makes sense because, like, I get so annoyed. I carry an iPad, I carry an iPhone, and I end up stuffing these things in either my pants pockets or my coat pocket, and it's just a big pain. So a coat sounds like a great idea, actually.
You know, again, it's got a place for everything you need.
I wouldn't say it's the best looking coat, though.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, yeah, it looks like a kind of waffle print, like you had the tuck and roll.
Well, what do those things retail for, Dave?
$215.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to come down a little bit before that one catches my attention. What else is on your cool list?
Well, we were talking about this beforehand, the Intel Compute Stick. It's basically a computer on a USB stick. Comes with Windows 10. You can literally plug it into something like a smart TV through its USB port and turn your TV into a computer. Now, again, I'm not sure how practical that is. You know, if you're a conspiracy nut like me, then, you know, you might want that so you can move around a lot, I guess.
Right.
You know, again, practicality, I'm not sure, but it's pretty amazing to think that in modern times you can get a machine powerful enough to run Windows 10 literally on a USB stick.
Yeah, this thing's, what, about 3 or 4 inches long, yeah. And you're right, it's just the size of a USB stick.
Yeah. $150.
Yep. And if you've got a smart TV, a lot of people don't like the interface of the smart TV, so this gives you something comfortable and familiar with Windows 10 to allow you to use it on your TV.
Yeah.
Phil, what are the cool items that you have on your list?
Well, I'm all for virtual reality.
Okay.
Last year we talked about it on our list, how it wasn't quite ready yet. Well, this year it's here. PlayStation VR has the most cost-effective version of that. If you've already got a PlayStation, you can spend $400 and get the full VR kit. Or you can upgrade, get a PlayStation Pro for about another $399. Get yourself a full VR system. The difference between that and some of the higher-end ones like the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive, those both run on your PC, so you've got to purchase an extra video card that can run VR unless you've already got an expensive PC with that video card in it.
I feel like I keep seeing the ads for virtual reality. The devices out there.
Mm-hmm.
I keep wondering just how good are these things?
Oh, they're pretty amazing. I had a chance to try out the HTC Vive last week, and that one has what they call constellation tracking. So you can move or walk around objects that are in your virtual view. Pretty amazing stuff.
So if you get a little bit queasy playing normal video games or dealing with normal video devices, you need to be a little more cautious with a virtual reality device, maybe?
Well, but you're moving, so as opposed to...
So you're liable to keep your orientation better.
Right, because you're moving your head and your ears are moving, and so they feel that movement, and you're much less likely to get motion sick or feel queasy.
Well, while we're on that subject, have either of you two seen the thing? I don't know who makes it. It's a VR system, but you kind of hook into it. So, like, you can run and do various things.
I saw
things
that.
Like
no
that.
Kidding. I haven't seen that one yet.
So you're wearing a headset, and you're hooked into this thing, and you're running, and it looks pretty wild.
And it's really expensive.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet it is.
It's about $4,000.
How far can we go with this, with virtual reality? I mean, where does this take us next?
Well, you got Microsoft HoloLens, which is in the developer stage right now. You can get a developer preview of that for about $1,500 that augments your reality, adds three-dimensional or real-looking objects into your space that you're looking at. So, like sitting here in this control room, we could have you be a virtual person and not...
I've been accused of being a virtual person on
exactly.
many occasions.
You've seen The Matrix, right, Mark?
Yeah.
That's eventually we're all going to find out that's where we are.
Oh, so virtual reality is going to be popular this holiday season.
Yes.
Now, gift items for younger kids on the tech list, what are some of those?
My favorite is, hands down, is the Anki Cosmo. It's this really small robot. It's not much bigger than the palm of your hand, but it's got a full artificial intelligence in it. It's self-aware, so it knows what it's doing. It knows where it's going. It also has facial recognition, so it can learn who you are, you or your children or whoever happens to be taking control of this.
The Russians, perhaps.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah,
it can express feelings, so happiness, sadness, and it can tell when you're having some feelings.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that is amazing. What else have you got on there?
You know, kids always want to be like their mom or dad, and smartwatches are a big thing now. So the VTech KidZoom Smartwatch DX is a kid-size smartwatch. It's got a touchscreen. Comes in a lot of different colors. It has a full motion video camera and a still video camera. Plus, it's got a bunch of games and apps and a voice recorder with effects because, you know, kids like to take those recordings and make them sound fun.
So all that is in one device. And then
little watch.
Yeah, and then the one before, artificial intelligence and facial recognition in the Anki Cosmo?
The Anki Cosmo.
That's amazing what things can do anymore.
It is. I mean, your toy will know who you are just from looking at you.
Compared to, I was digging through my desk yesterday, and I found a watch, an old smart watch that I had from, like, I don't know, seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
That had a calculator on it. You know, it was one of those old digital watches with the calculator built
in. I think that's worth some money on eBay.
Well, I'm not sure it's operational at this point, but it's just funny to think all of that functionality is built into that watch, and I thought I was, like, the coolest dork on the block with my calculator watch.
Right. You know?
Anything else on the list for younger kids, Phil?
Well, we've got the Nerf and Strike Elite Terra Scout Remote Control Drone Blaster. At 51 letters, it's got to be cool.
A drone blaster.
I think it's cool.
It is cool. It's, you know, everything Nerf is fun.
I love Nerf.
And this is even better because it's a remote control kind of rocket launcher that has a built-in video camera so you can see where it's going, find your enemies, and pelt them Nerf darts.
The perfect thing to irritate your parents.
High-tech like Nerf.
Your dad's watching TV and you could come in and hit him with the camera and then fire him up. I would have loved something like that.
Regular
as a kid.
Nerf was annoying enough, but high-tech Nerf?
Right.
Now
your kids can sit on the couch instead of getting up and running around and annoying you, driving this around.
Yeah, they can annoy you remotely.
Exactly.
Dave, what about you? What's on your list for younger kids?
I really would probably only throw one other thing. This is kind of an old school goes new school. I always liked Simon. You know, if you remember the old school memory game that lit up and you had to try to follow the pattern and press the buttons in sequence. Well, they've basically come out with a new version of it. Illustrating my ultimate dorkiness, for those Star Trek fans out there, this thing kind of looks like the portal that talks to Kirk in the one episode.
Mm-hmm.
They've sort of remade it. It stands up now, and it's kind of looks like a circular ring, and the lights go around and inside the ring, and you don't even have to touch it. It can sense your hand gestures. So it's the same basic concept. You have to try to follow the patterns, but they've just kind of remade the game, and in my opinion, made it much cooler.
Hmm.
It sounds it's
cool.
Cheap, $20.
You can't get close to the person playing, though, because, you know, they're flailing their arms around.
That's true. You might get a little knocked over.
Did either of you by chance check out any of the more traditional toys they're starting to incorporate digital technology, perhaps?
I did not.
I haven't, although there's something on my list that one of my coworkers was talking about, which is the these small animals that come in
The Hatchables.
Yeah. They come in a little egg, and it's a mechanical toy inside the egg. It hatches its way out, and then it's kind of like a Furby after that.
Reminds me of Furby. Teenagers, the hard to buy for teenager on your list? What are some things you've got on there?
Well, anything gaming. You know, teens are all about gaming. At least a lot of the teens that I know, like my kids. The big thing on my kids' list was the Nintendo NES Classic, which is a really small, I don't know, it's maybe like 3 by 5 inches. And it's got 30 of the classic Nintendo games on it. Comes with a controller, plugs directly into your TV via HDMI. And, you know, kids love the retro, and it's only $60.
Even old farts like me love the retro. I mean, I played those games the first time around.
I'm hoping there's one of these in my stocking.
I'm planning to get one of these because I can't wait to play Legend of Zelda again.
Oh, I can tell.
Loved it.
Anything else, Phil?
PlayStation Pro, just like the PS4, but it's got 4K graphics. So if you've already upgraded your TV to 4K, it'll look better with all of your favorite games, provided that they are out available in 4K. It's got more storage, faster processor, and 4K.
Yeah, the new Xbox does 4K too, does
Xbox
it not?
Xbox One.
Yeah, I think it does.
I believe so.
And then along those same lines, you know, I personally am not a huge fan of this brand, but Vizio has a home theater display. They call it a display. It's not a TV. It doesn't have a tuner built in. But if your kid is into gaming and you have a 4K-capable device, this would be a complimentary piece for it there. So it's essentially just a display, just like a computer monitor.
So it's a really big computer
monitor. Yeah, I saw that.
It's big and cheap.
And I thought, I could put this on my desk easily.
Oh, yeah.
It only weighs 21 pounds, and I could put it on my Ergotron monitor arm and use it just like a gigantic 4K monitor. That would be awesome.
I predict eventually I will try this very thing.
Yeah, and the price is right for 4K.
How cheap is cheap?
$379.
Okay, for that size. Yeah, for 43-inch monitor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a great home theater screen, but for like gaming for your kid or something, or again, to use as a desktop monitor, that's pretty inexpensive. I've paid more than that for like a 17-inch tube back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily get two Word documents or whatever side by side on it. So, you know, if you like to work at home, be a good option.
And I'd throw in still things like Chromecast. You know, Chromecast, I'm a huge Chromecast fan, and I was a late adopter to this thing. I'm like, yeah, why would I need that? Then my wife bought one. It's very simple. Almost anyone can set it up. It's cheap. It works really well. So, you know, if your kid's into that sort of thing, or even for yourself, your parents for that matter, Chromecast is a great way to try to cut the cable, $35.
Yeah, the price is great on that. And, you know, since Apple got rid of their headphone jack on their most recent phone, wireless earbuds have started popping up all over the place. The Apple AirPods were the original, but now there are so many different options for wireless headphones. You got the
lots
Apple
of different price ranges too.
Oh yeah, you can spend $50. You can spend $250. Just depends on what your budget is.
And from what I hear, Android's heading that same way. So I think we're all going to be looking at wireless headphones before too awfully long.
Why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I'm with you, Phil. I'm never that smart. I always think it's a great idea after someone else
had sure. It. You look at it and think, oh, I could have done that. Yeah.
Hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us for a look at the high-tech products for the holidays, Supervisor of Technology with St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Phil Horney, and Software Architect and Developer, Dave Hatter. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dave, I'm pleased to say that I think I finally have moved into this category. I now consider myself to be moderately tech-savvy, as opposed to being inept. Yeah. So I've graduated up a level. So it looks like my gift opportunities are expanding here as well.
They are expanding, Mark, and that's good. You know, you really don't need to be an expert, right? You just need to have a basic understanding of this stuff. I think there's some pretty cool items in this list. I think one of the things a lot of people struggle with, and it's so easy to solve this now, but I think many people don't know how, is, you know, Wi-Fi has become increasingly important. You got all these devices you want to connect, but you got a dead spot in your home or office where it just doesn't work very well or doesn't work at all. And there's a ton of options out there now to try to address that, where you don't have to be some kind of technical guru to set it up, whether it's a power line, a Wi-Fi extender, or one of the ones on this list, like the Luma. there are plenty of ways that you can go out, buy something out of the box, and generally speaking, for the most part, plug it in, and boom, the magic happens. It just works.
Right. Yeah, and like me, I've got three floors in my house, and upstairs, my kids always complain that they don't get good Wi-Fi. Of course, they're supposed to either be studying or sleeping.
Well, they're studying on the Wi-Fi, Phil.
Well, sure. But, something like the Linksys MaxStream, you got some interesting acronyms here now. You know, technology is the land of acronyms. This one is MUMIMO, which is multi-user, multi-input, multi-output. So if you're in a home like ours, when you're streaming from Netflix or Hulu or what have you, you've got multiple people doing that at the same time, you need something that can support all of these different streams at a good bandwidth. And a lot of these do that. The Orbi Home Wi-Fi system by Netgear does that. In fact, I think all of these do.
And Dave, if somebody's putting Wi-Fi in their house for the first time, maybe that's their gift this year. We're going to put Wi-Fi in. How important is it to set the password for that?
Well, I
get into arguments with my kids about this all the time, about passwords on home Wi-Fi.
Unfortunately, you're getting into the realm of, some technical sophistication, because there's all kinds of security things that you can and should, frankly, configure on a Wi-Fi router that many people wouldn't know how to configure without help from some kind of IT nerd like me or Phil. But yeah, as a bare minimum, not having a password, you might as well just put up a big billboard in your front yard that says, "My Wi-Fi is open, steal my stuff."
Yeah. On the Orbi Home Wi-Fi, it's all built in. It's got a really nice user interface, a startup wizard that walks you through all of these things to make sure that you've got it set up properly. Plus, it's got control over what your family can do online. So you can block them. You can make it so they can't visit certain sites or set up time limits for them. Really nice.
What else you got on your list, Phil?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff this year. It's a great year for tech. A lot of people are going analog as far as their photos. For a long time, you had your photos stuck on your phone and nobody ever printed them out or put them in an album. And now you've got all these smart photo printers. They're real small, like the HP Sprocket. You just connect it up to your phone wirelessly, and it'll print out your favorite photos in a little format you can stick on the wall instantly.
Yeah. These home control, these monitoring devices, those types of things that are coming out. I think you had the Amazon Echo Dot was something that was on your list as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, Dave will talk about these because he doesn't really like them.
Dave does not like these.
No, he doesn't like them. He put this on his list of things not to buy, and they're on my list of things to buy.
I've read 1984. I know how it turns out.
But a lot of these new devices are here to help you get things done around the house, and they're listening to you all the time. And the Amazon Echo Dot is a great example of that. And these are relatively inexpensive. They're like the Amazon Echo, except that they're only $50 each. They listen and respond when you say, "Hey Alexa," like all of the other Amazon products, and they'll do multiple things for you: control your lights, fans, switches, your smart thermostats, your new Ryobi Ultra Quiet garage door opener that's also on the list, light bulbs, anything you've got that's smart.
So really, why don't you like these things, Dave? I mean, why does this make your list of things you wouldn't buy?
You heard Phil say the term "listening all the time."
Okay.
Doesn't that make you cringe a little?
Okay.
I'm going to have
it. And that's really the case? They are listening all the time?
Well, each has its own privacy policy and so forth. I wouldn't consider myself an expert on this, but I've looked into it a bit because my wife wanted to buy one of these Echo things last year. I'm like, not no, but heck no. We're not putting one of those in here. Google in particular claims that they don't, unless you issue the command words, the hot words, to tell it to do something, it doesn't save the rest of that audio outside of that local device, but they don't tell you how long they save it. They could obviously change that policy at any time. So, you literally have a device sitting in your domicile that is listening to you all the time. Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. Well, and speaking of privacy, you've actually got a gift idea that's that. For the privacy-minded person in your family.
Ah, yes, the Reflecticles.
The Reflectical.
Yeah, okay. Reflecticles. Now, see, this is on Phil's Don't Buy list because it's a Kickstarter campaign-funded thing. God only knows when you'll ever get it.
It'll even work.
Well, possibly, yes. But the basic gist is, facial recognition continues to pop up everywhere. It's impossible to go out now and not necessarily be recognized. And, again, I also not a fan of this technology. I realize it has its, you can make an argument for either case, but the idea of these, quote, Reflecticles are they're glasses you wear, and they've got this luminescent surface on them, and the cameras and so forth that are trying to look at you are usually using some kind of infrared light or something, and this basically bounces it back and blinds the camera. There, you can go online and watch demos of this, where these glasses, while admittedly are somewhat...
So this is blocking facial recognition.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of dorky, but they kind of more or less look like regular glasses, maybe a little thicker. And again, you know, when the camera hits you, it just basically blinds the camera.
Yeah, so if you're like robbing a bank or something...
Or you just like to be out in public without everyone knowing where you are all the time.
Sure.
You like to pretend like it's 1965.
But I'm tracking your phone, Dave.
What makes you think I have it on me?
Well, I don't. It's in your car.
He probably doesn't, Phil.
Well, I've never called you and not.
It's in my Faraday cage underwear, Phil.
Yeah,
We talked about gift ideas for the moderately tech savvy. What about if you're just not tech savvy at all? Is there anything out there that would be good as a gift?
No, there's a ton of gifts. I wouldn't say drones fall in that category, but, you know, I've always touted the fact that you really need to back up everything that you've got on your home machine.
Totally
and a lot
agree.
Of people don't do that. I just had somebody bring a hard drive to me to see if I could recover all of their music that was on their hard drive, and they didn't have it backed up. So Seagate Backup Plus is a 5 terabyte desktop external hard drive. You get free 200 gigs of cloud storage with it, plus a mobile device backup via USB. That's one click. It's easy and done.
And I totally agree with Phil on this. So many people don't back up their stuff, and with the prevalence of ransomware now in particular, which of course encrypts all of your data, I think it's never been more important to have a backup solution like this. And the point about one click is you kind of set it up and it just does its thing. I also want to point out, though, the flip side of that, if you leave this configured and connected at all times, then if you do get ransomware, it may encrypt that as well. So my advice would be, if you're going to do something like this, you want to occasionally plug it in, do its thing, and then unplug it so that if you do get hit with ransomware, it does not make its way to the backup drive and then
there
thus
you go, being ultra-cautious again.
Uh-huh. You know, I know I'm the Debbie Downer of radio. I get that. I'm just trying to help people understand, you know, this stuff is real. It's out there, and you need to be able to look
at it. Oh, it most certainly is. Yeah. We just like to kid you about it.
And these units, the price is right, too. It's only $120 for 5 terabytes. That should back up everything on your computer multiple times.
And very simple to use.
What's on your non-tech list, your non-tech savvy person list?
Well, one of the things I thought was kind of cool, this kind of has a little bit of a dorky factor to it, but if you have a tablet or a phone or something like that, I hate text personally because I don't really want to have to work on the tiny little keyboard on the phone. Even with a tablet, the on-screen keyboard, it obscures half the screen. It's called the Quirky Toys Quirky Writer. And it basically is an external keyboard. Your tablet or device can plug into it, and it kind of serves as a stand to boot. But one of the reasons why I like it is it looks like an old-school typewriter keyboard. And it gives you that mechanical feedback as you're typing on it, like you were working on an actual typewriter instead of some kind of digital keyboard.
Yeah.
Again, it's a little dorky but kind of cool. It's not cheap. It's almost $300. But it, in my opinion, it gives you a lot of extra capability. It makes the devices much easier to use and much more practical to work on.
Plus, it looks steampunk.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It looks steampunk. Phil, you mentioned drones earlier. How popular are drones going to be?
Drones are pretty popular. There's a lot of options out there from high-priced for $1,200,
$1,300.
The DJI Phantom 4 drone, but you've got 4K streaming on that. You could go something a little less expensive, the Parrot Bebop 2 drone. You can control that with your phone. It's got 1080p video and a 25-minute flight time, so you can really annoy your neighbors. And Dave's got something really neat on the list that I want.
Yeah, this is, again, this melds the impractical with the dorky to come up with, like, the penultimate gift for your average Star Wars dork. It's a Millennium Falcon drone. It looks like the Millennium
Falcon
drone. Yeah, where the actual propellers are inside the body of it, so it pretty much does look like, you know, the Falcon. It's pretty cool.
Does
and
it come
it's
with
not
Han Solo and Chewbacca?
I don't think so, but I'm sure you could probably go to the store and buy yourself a nice little Han Solo figure and tape him on there.
As far as if you're getting or giving a drone, I mean, what do you have to be aware of as far as are there laws or any rules you have to follow with those things?
Well, that's really kind of coming up now because so many people are flying drones. They're flying them over private property, not necessarily their private property. So I expect some legislature to come down the pike here soon.
But just use common sense if you
have
a drone.
Well, common sense, which is apparently not very common anymore. Yeah. It would be a good thing to do when doing this, yes. Yeah. And if you get it shot out of the air because you're not using common sense, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you're flying something that could potentially be dangerous. Plus, it's got a camera on it, so, you know, you want to use some common sense and respect of your neighbor's privacy.
So what's on the avoid list for this year?
Well, you know, last year we got the surprise question of what's a hoverboard, and we didn't really know the answer. Yeah. But now we do because they were all manufactured. A lot of them were manufactured with low-quality lithium-ion batteries from China, and they had a propensity to catch on fire.
Not good.
So you got to be careful of anything from unknown manufacturers, especially from China, that have lithium-ion batteries.
Let me throw into that, too. Even things like cords, you know, your average iPhone, Android-type cord you buy in a gas station in the middle of the night because you lost your cord. Same kind of thing. Low-quality manufacturing standards. A lot of those things will
catch
on fire.
The one where you say, wow, that's a great price. Yeah, I'm buying that.
That's exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, there's no quality control in a lot of these small manufacturers in China where these things are produced.
Okay. Other stuff on the avoid list, Dave?
Well, you know, we already hit that category for me. Anything that's always listening ranks right at the very top of my thanks but no thanks list.
What about smart appliances and things like that?
Well, see, I lump all that in together.
Yeah, that's all the same stuff.
You know, the smart refrigerator. First off, why do I need a refrigerator that can tell me what I need to buy? And secondarily, who else is it telling that I had my, you know, sixth tub of mayo this week?
Well, but it's going right to your smartwatch telling you need to work out a little more.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't need a Wi-Fi connected coffee pot or any of that kind of stuff. I'll just stay old school and, you know, get my coffee the old school way.
Phil, any other warnings?
Well, you know, Dave's got this thing on Kickstarter, these glasses. Yeah. You know, anything from Kickstarter you got to watch out for because you don't know when they're going to really be delivered. It's all kind of smoke and mirrors until you actually get it in your hands. And then will it be the quality that you expect? I don't know.
Good possibility that it won't. Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
What about some of these really great deals you see on tablets?
Well, you know, if it's less than $50... it probably has a battery from China that's lithium ion, so you got to kind of watch out for that. Plus, a lot of people already have tablets. So maybe instead give them a gift certificate or cash, and they can use that to upgrade to something a little better.
Despite the fact that we've moved into this great world of all this technology, you know, the old school motto of if it's too good to be true, it probably is, has not changed. You know, anything that's so cheap that you just can't beat that price, you probably should look out for it, or at least – you know, comparison price somewhere else that, you know, and make sure that, you know, it's you're getting a legitimate product. Because Phil's right. A lot of this Kickstarter stuff, it's never going to work. You know? It's just a theory, basically.
Yeah.
So use common sense.
Yes, common sense.
Common sense. There's that word again.
Sure. And tech that's maybe 4 or 5 years old, that's something you kind of want to avoid. The way the technology is moving now, it's probably been superseded by something better, higher quality, less expensive. And that's always a better gift option.
Definitely.
Phil and Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Supervisor of Technology with St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Phil Horney, and software architect and developer Dave Hatter. You can see Phil and Dave's complete list of tech gifts for the holidays at WVXU.org. Coming up, we'll talk with one of the founders of Atlas Obscura about his new book detailing the hidden wonders of the world. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.